K-State Nation. This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III here, recording on this Thursday night, hanging in there, trying to beat another LG head coach, or getting over another head coach, if you will, here on this Thursday, September 19, 2024. This is part two of previewing BYU. We're not going to... At the time of this recording, not going to hop over on Podbean now. But between now and Saturday, if I do decide to hop on there, I'll probably talk, go do a little bit of roundtable myself. And hopefully next week with, of course, I'm trying to juggle everything with trying to get towards the end of this training cycle for Chicago and trying to get Alex on at least one or two more times before that. As well, the original plan was to record tonight, but you're truly trying to get over this another head cold. I don't know what the deal is, but something's got to change. Anyways, meanwhile, Chris Klieman trying to stay on. He and his Wildcats trying to do something that's been kind of rare for the Wildcats, at least on the football side. Win on the road. Cats are back on the road yet again. For another Big 12 opener, right? Last year, we opened it up in Manhattan, Kansas for the first time in forever against UCF. Beat that team, and now we're back to our old ways, opening on the road. And this is going to be a late-night kick, 9:30 on ESPN. National televised game once again as the Cats go to Provo to take on the BYU Cougars. I said earlier in the week that I thought initially it was going to be a bye week. I apologize for that. And it's like that's where this week's been. Not knowing what's going on, things like that. But we do know what's going on. K-State trying to stay undefeated and trying to get this first conference win of the season, right? You know, open it up there. Look, K-State going back to the numbers, right? I recorded part one. By the time I listen to this will come out Saturday morning-ish around 10 or 11 because the game ain't until 9:30. So figure, you know, I'll wait till a little bit mid-morning to get this out. Or this will be scheduled to come out around then. So when y'all hear this, it'll be game day for K-State's football out there in Utah. K-State, we're going to dig in the numbers and then I'm going to have my prediction, right? All right, so K-State, well, actually, well, I'll get to that. Anyway, K-State, 500. In Big 12 openers. That includes last year, finally getting over the hump at home. But majority of the time, we open the things up on the road, and it's not been a good experience for them there as well. Chris Klieman, in his time, tenure in Manhattan, Kansas, 3-2 in Big 12 openers. And then here's some other matchup. Here's some other results in that, right? Upset Oklahoma. I remember that one at home. That was during the COVID season. And then you go on the road. You upset Oklahoma again. Remember that one? Sure. And of course, I already mentioned the UCF game last year at home. So two of those. Wait, hold up. Yeah, two of the three of those were. We were witness to, right? Those were some pretty damn games right there. Of course, the one with Adrian Martinez there. We were underdogs in that one, and that was an epic battle there, which we came out on top of that one there as well. So, if K-State, they're going to enter in a hostile environment, you're ranked top 15, 13th exactly, right? You are top 15 in the nation going into a hostile environment, which BYU, very comfortable, obviously at home. They're undefeated in BYU, right? I checked it. I finally checked this out. Yeah. So BYU, right, after two games, they're on the road actually for two of these games. BYU escaped SMU 18-15, and then BYU absolutely rolled over Wyoming 34-14, which sets this matchup up here. And I just want to make sure we have everything here. Well, that's last year. Okay, all right, so yep. So let's see, actually, yeah, so you go back, BYU destroyed Southern Illinois in their home opener, 41 to 13, excuse me, and then BYU escaped the clutches of SMU by three, and then BYU just rolled over Wyoming. So here we are. What? I'm recording this on Thursday night, right? When Saturday gets here, BYU, K-State, both undefeated. One of them will stay undefeated after this game is over. The other will have their first loss. So you do not, and you do not want to start behind the eight ball. We're going to take a timeout here. I just got a text message here. We're back. We'll be right back after this. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to the preview edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. I apologize about that. Had to take that phone call right there, right in the middle of this recording of this preview part two, K-State BYU part two edition, Eddie Greer, all things K-State sports, football, women's volleyball, women's golf. You know what the deal is. All things K-State sports. You're listening for the first time. Thank you so much for hanging in there with me this week as I deal with getting over another head cold here in a span of 3 weeks. 3 weeks, it's been kind of irritating, to be honest. But anyway, trying to get through this, set y'all up here as well. Yeah, where did I leave off at here as I get back to the notes I wrote down here as well. Yeah, so 23 times. This is the 23rd time. I mentioned before I had to take that phone call. K-State being on the road too much to start off the Big 12 season. 23rd time that the Cats start on the road there as well. And look, Cats, this is also doesn't trend our way either. If you go through the numbers, Cats 12-15 all time in their first Big 12 road game of the year. And K-State now looking for a win in its first Big 12 road game under Chris Klieman. So again, trying to break that barrier, and you're in a tricky time spot, prime time, national televised game. BYU's going to be hyped up for this ball game. You know the drill. I don't have to tell you this, right? K-State starting off slow. And I'll probably even throw in the Arizona game a little bit. Start off slow, but then they answered, and then they never looked back, right? They cannot afford to start off slow in this game. And this is one of the games that I feared going in here. Not knowing that BYU is going to be undefeated or any good or anything like that. We still got questions to answer for both teams, right? But again, that's the key of the game. Again, in the trenches, right? You want to hit punch back first. You want to hit them hard first. Take their crowd out of the ball game. That's what I want to see. This is another test. Ravy Johnson, can he complete it? I mean, he completed it. He passed the hurdle, passed the test last week at home, national televised game, but you're at home in front of an electric crowd at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Now you have another test ahead of you. Can you? The numbers stacked against us. I just went over some of those numbers off the sheet that I wrote down from the preview sheet of K-State, right? Can you go over there and take care of business? That, at the end of the night, can you handle your business? Can you do what you did last? Can you build on what you did last week? I haven't paid attention to any BYU football, except for last year anyways. But they play teams very tough at home. So, if you get off the mat, off the block slow, it's going to be a long night, and I think the defense is going to be up to the task of slowing this BYU down, BYU offense down. Now, again, I don't have the statistics for BYU, but that doesn't matter, right? At the end of the night, you want to shut them down, right? You want to take the crowd of the game, shut them down, and you know how all this goes. The longer BYU's in this game, the more confidence they're going to get, right? So it's important for K-State, I think. Really, what I'm saying, K-State, you got to start off fast. That's what I'm looking for K-State. And defensively, do what you've been doing, or hope to do what you've been did to Arizona, right? Slow down. You gave up some plays here and there, but at the time, but when time was starting to buckle down, you buckled down, right? So I look for that. I just look for the same thing. Right? I think you still got to give dealing some more touches a little bit here. I mean, look, the offense, the three-headed monster. I'm going to call it that, right? Avery Johnson, DJ Gittens, and Dylan Edwards, right? The big three, right? They all got to have, and I think DJ's going to have a big game. He has to, right? So, and then you hit big plays in the passing game. But yeah, I think the key to this game here, you're going to have to start off fast, I think. That's the obvious thing. You want to slow these guys down. You know, I read an article about BYU before hopping on here saying that they have a couple backups in some key positions, but they're getting the job done anyway. So you don't want to underestimate the opponent. I'm not sitting up here in here and underestimating BYU for any means, because I had this as a loss. So hopefully K-State can go prove me wrong. Had this as a loss in the preview pod, in the predictions podcast for the schedule. Had this as a loss for K-State, and this is with the, and everything is kind of lining up that way. But again, we have to play it on paper. I ain't say they're gonna lose, but the numbers say it that way. But can they prove me wrong? Can you go on the road and get the W? Then the numbers are stacked against us, but hey, this is 2024, and I think the K-State, you have a locked-in quarterback, you have veteran presence across the board, well, defensive-wise anyways, you have some veterans in key spots, and I think the key to the game, I think you continue to answer the bell. Avery Johnson's going to make plays, DJ Gittens going to be DJ Gittens, and I think Dylan Edwards has another big play in him. I think he's gonna make it 4-for-4 easily. I will say he's gonna get in the end zone again. And can the special teams be special yet again? They have scored in every game so far in 2024. So that's what I'm looking at the end of the night. Am I gonna go against it? My prediction from earlier this year? Well, I mean, again, I just read off the numbers to you guys. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State preview edition of BYU. Eddie Gritter III here for not much longer. I think the way this
goes,
man, this game does make me nervous. But I think at the end of the day, for some reason, I believe in the Cats will get it done. Flipping the script a little bit as far as the now goes, I think K-State will pull this one out. It's your classic, typical college football road game. K-State will make enough plays. I think this is going to be BYU's going to come out fired up and play tough for 4 quarters, but I think a couple of big plays is going to be the difference in this game. I think one of them is going to be come from the offense, Dylan Edwards, game-changing speed. He's going to be a difference maker of this one. K-State, oof. Let's see, K-State, I think they will score. I think they'll get over 30 again. I'm going to say K-State 30, BYU 20, somewhere in there. Again, a two-score game, I think. So K-State will beat BYU in this game, and K-State will leave Utah still undefeated across the board. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State, sports, and get wherever podcasts are found. Free and available daily. Or ever have a chance to record Kansas State content. Appreciate you guys for bearing with me. Pretty much, I've been recording pretty much all day and all night. So at least content-wise, anyways. Been trying to muscle my way through this allergy head cold, whatever you want to call it. I've been saying it all podcasts on here. But if it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for hanging in there. As this will go out Saturday, so you won't hear part two. Part one should be already out. Wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast, and part two will come out mid-morning. I'll have this set out for mid-morning somewhere Saturday, as kickoff is 9 until 9:30 Central Time. With the Mountain West time, I think it's like 7:30, something like that. So, yeah. So, K-State, they're going to have to be ready to play right off the gate if they're going to be successful once again. So, there's that. And hopefully next week, it'll probably be Monday, bring back Alex on over on the Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. That's GRIER number 3EDID apostrophe S podcast there. You want more bonus content over there, definitely download the Podbean app and go ahead and type in the letters and the number there. I just told you guys, y'all, You should be able to pull it up easily with more Pro Project Podcast bonus content. That's going to wrap things up with this K-State football preview edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Go Cats. We'll see what happens. We're going to listen to this tonight. Eddie Greer here in KC, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in Santa, California. This has been another episode of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.